Boss Jock. Hold on. What's the input on this? How are you doing? All one word. 23:06. Wednesday, the 9th of July, 2014. Oh, what a day. So I've got a new person working for me at work, and we've decided upon some work practices today because, you know, I'm fairly new in my role, May, and she just joined us in, a month ago, beginning of June. So I'm losing two others. I don't know when, well, she's come in vice one of them, and the other one's been made redundant, actually. So, I'm getting a replacement for him. Oh God, excuse me, in December. God, that's what kind of day. And then we've just worked like Trojans, the pair of us today. Whereas the other two have been working somewhere else and haven't been in the office, so we've worked like 10 men. And then tonight I had two school governor meetings, so they want we've been asked if we want to be part of a multi-academy trust, so to turn our local authority school into an academy and be part of an academy trust with how many other schools? Well, it should be 4, 5, 6, 7, 6 other schools or 7 other schools. I can't remember. But 3 of the schools weren't represented tonight. But anyway, the meeting went on for just under 2 hours. But I'd called a meeting with my governors, the other governors of my school, our school, to discuss some things, and that went on till just after 10 o'clock. In fact, 10:15 it went on till, so, yeah. Fortunately, I only live 300 metres from the front gate of school, so it's not too bad. Oh, God, excuse me. So we talked about a lot of things, and our chair of governors has decided to resign, so I volunteered for the chair of governor's job, so we'll see what happens next week when we have a school governor meeting. We kind of need to clear the decks. It's like my work at the minute. We're having to clear the decks of all the old regime, as I'm going to... Oh, God. Sarah's brushing her teeth. She always retches. God, it does my head in. Things that I hate about my wife or what my wife does that wind me up. Thanks, Rog. So, yeah, the old regime needs to go and a new regime needs to come in for the better to kind of square things away. So, Rog is there. You've got Ofsted coming in, Rog, haven't you? And hopefully... We're not going to have Ofsted coming in the next 2 weeks. Hopefully, we're crossing our fingers. The head teacher's predicting that they're going to come in about October time. Because there's some things that, you know, can be triggered. I've just smacked my foot on... Jesus. Never mind. There's some things that can be triggered in the background, and you kind of get the gauge of when Ofsted are going to come in. So hopefully they won't come in till next year, because we want to sort some things out before that happens. So that's that. Couple of long meetings, you know. So I went for a run with Sarah at lunchtime today. Oh God, what a failed mission that was. We were supposed to go and do some track work, but we couldn't get access to the track. So I said, all right, let's just go on our regular 4-kilometre route that we do every lunchtime. That was fraught with problems. The dog decided to have a poo right where we didn't want it to have a one, then for some reason today all of the dogs in the world were on our running route, and our dog was particularly playful today with them, and so she hindered our ability to run to places, and Sarah was running with a poo bag, and so we modified our route a little bit to run past a dog mess bin. And because of that, we kind of ran out of time. So we were about 800 or 900 meters short today. I was recording the route on 3 different apps on my phone. And bearing in mind, they used the only GPS signal. They came up with 3 different distances, significantly different distances. You know, there should have only been about, 20 or 30 meters difference, you know, as I was walking along and activating these apps. But never mind. But anyway, I was feeling particularly tired today after a really difficult session at gym last night. We had a trainer who, not just last night. Yeah, last night was hard, but it was the night before. It was Monday night that was difficult. And last night it was, oh God, it was hard work is what it was. So it was a 1,000 meters row to warm up on the Concept 2 rowers. And then, was it 1,000 meters to warm up? No, do you know what? No. It was 1,000 meter row. Then it was 10 box jumps. I don't know how high the box is. It's over my knee height. So it's probably a bit higher. Is it 26 inches high? Or 28 inches high? Let's think about this. Yes, I think it's 28 inches high. So you had to jump up on there, you know, a 2 foot of jump, 2 foot of landing with a squat. I did that 10 times. And then went to the wall, and I forget what he called them, but basically got a medicine ball. Mine was about, how heavy was mine? I can't remember how heavy it was. 12 kilogram medicine ball, I think. Don't quote me on that. You kind of had to push it up above it, you know, like throw it above a line and then catch it and then do a squat. So we had to do that 10 times, yeah. And then we had to do 20 clap press-ups. Now, they're not what you're thinking. They were a press-up, but lower yourself all the way down to the floor. When you're on the floor, you clap your hands out kind of above your head, but, you know, so your arms are out on the floor, you know, above your head, like forward. And then, yeah, had to repeat that another 19 times. And then it was 20 squats with a weighted bag. I had a 20 kilogram bag because I obviously look stronger than everybody else. And then there was a break, and then we did that all again, but at speed. And then he decided that because we were looking quite tired, he would give us a break. So in the break, we were given a basketball, and if we managed to get the ball in the basket, then we didn't have to do 10 press-ups. But if we missed the basket, then you had to do 10 press-ups. Well, we all did about 100 press-ups each. Yeah, thanks very much. Especially when your arms and your shoulders and your chest feel like flipping Garth after doing med ball throws. A very strong man. And then, so we went for round 3, which was a 500-meter row, 20 box jumps, 20 med ball throws, another 20 clappy press-uppy things, and 20 squats. And then we did it again after that. Oh, my God. I nearly fainted. Because you're doing all the, you know, especially when you're doing box jumps, you know, you're jumping down off the box, and then you're squatting, so you still can't get any breath in. So I didn't really enjoy it. I kind of went in with a positive attitude, but whilst I was doing it, I just had no energy. And that was from the ridiculous rowing that we did on, we must have rowed about 10,000 meters on Monday night. Oh, it's just ridiculous. So today, just went for a 3.1 stroke 2 kilometer run with Sarah, which was good. I really enjoyed that. It was nice. I enjoy running at lunchtime. I feel much, much better for doing it. And school governor meeting tonight, so no training tonight. So I want to give you a fact or two. Oh, freaking ceiling lights, ridiculous. And the fact is, this day in music. So I got this fantastic book from Sarah for my birthday 3 years ago, actually. And this is quite literally the first time I've read it. So where are we today? What's the date of the day?
9th of July.
I know it is. It was May, June, July. So the 9th of July. Okay, here are some facts for you. Okay, so born on this day. Who do we all know? Oh, so 9th of July, 1959. Mark Almond was born, the singer with Soft Cell, who had a 1981 UK number one single with Ooh, Tainted Love, or something like that. As a solo artist, he had a 1989 UK number one single with Gene Pitney, Something's Gotten a Hold of My Heart. Good English. Oh, look at this. 9th of July 1975, Jack White, aka John Gillis, guitarist and vocalist with The White Stripes, who had a 2003 number one UK album with Elephant. I love Jack White. Well, I don't love him. So, who else? Okay. On this day in 1972, Paul McCartney and Wings kicked off a 26-date tour appearing at the French town Châteauvillon. The band travelled on a double-decker London bus with a psychedelic interior. 1977, Elvis Costello quit his day job at Elizabeth Arden Cosmetics to become a full-time musician. Oh, here's one for you. This day in 1983, the Police started an 8-week run at number one on the US singles chart with Every Breath You Take, which was also number one in the UK. This day in 1999, a statement was issued by Geri Hall's lawyers saying that she had formally agreed to separate from husband Mick Jagger after more than 20 years of marriage. And this day in 1999 as well, Elton John had a pacemaker fitted in an operation at a London hospital following reports about his ill health. So Elton was forced to cancel a series of concerts. This day in 2004, David Bowie was forced to cancel a string of European shows after emergency heart surgery. Oh, I never knew that. Very interesting. This day in 1983, Wham! Exclamation mark, went to number one on the UK album chart with their debut release, Fantastic! Exclamation mark, which went to spend 116 weeks on the chart. God almighty, it's 2 years. Over 2 years. Look at that. So it's a good, I quite like this book, This Day in Music, an everyday record of 10,000 musical facts by Neil Cosser. That's Cosser or Cossar, Cossar. Very interesting, Mr. Bond. And that's a book I got from my wife for my 32nd birthday. Is that right? Couldn't be.
You said 3 years ago. How old are you now?
62. What?
You look good for 62.
Don't feel it, but. So there we are. There's some musical facts for today. Turn the light off. Light off. Ding dong. 21 minutes past the hour of 23. I think it's time to go to sleep. Good night. Good tie.
All one word. Out.